This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour, it's the DJV experience. We're here to train your brain. How about them apples? And we have brainiacs like Jennifer Horn, associated with the program, and Kara Schillen. Unfortunately, Victoria is under the weather. We'll wish her well and hope that she manages to handle what needs to be handled in order for her to put her brain back into gear and get her back on the air. How about them apples? We'll travel here around the country and around the world, starting with a trip to Ohio, where a school district in the Buckeye State warning parents to be wary of a drone that's been reported flying over an elementary school. According to a letter issued to parents this week, the drone has reportedly been spotted flying around the grounds of the kindergarten. And this school is a K through 5 school. And it's been seen 3 or 4 times. Drone has a voice technology component, enabling its user to speak to the children on the playground. Well, that's kind of weird.
So funny.
Huh?
Witnesses can you imagine?
Claim the drone's voice has attempted to lure children away from the school.
Ugh, how creepy.
It is creepy. The drone was trying to interact with them, wanted to see if they would meet the drone at the dollar store, which is 3 blocks from the school. What? District warning parents to have an adult accompany children. The world is full of these nutbirds. Aren't they the craziest things? Or have they always been there and we just didn't pay attention?
They weren't publicized.
Like this is. So does this make it better or worse? Publicizing it, Jennifer, better or worse?
Well, I guess it's better if you know what's going on. I'd always want to know more than know less, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Kara, ever have any scary stuff happen to you when you were a kid, that age, on the playground or anywhere, coming to school, going to school?
I mean, not that I can think of. Not at least with strangers or adults trying to, you know, get you to follow them somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's always been nutbirds, but I think now there are more and more ways for them to act nutty. Like, this is right. The strangest thing I've ever heard. Like, I mean, there were scary
who'd
things.
Who'd come up with this idea?
I don't know. There were scary things in elementary school. Like I said, you know, we had a sniper in the area, and so we had to be walked from... Well, yeah, when I was in elementary school, there was a sniper in the D.C. area that went around, and a couple different people were shot. So we had to be walked from our portables outside into the main building. You couldn't walk by yourself. You had to go with the teacher. And, you know, when we were out at, you know, recess on the playground, we always had teachers with us. So I can't imagine that any of the kids in this situation are actually really in danger. I imagine that there are teachers out with them making sure that, you know, none of them follow this drone somewhere. But I guess it's possible that, you know, the fear could be the drone could come back after school or when kids are leaving school and they could follow it. But this is
creepy.
Bizarre.
Yeah, it is bizarre. Here's another item that you may think is bizarre. In Charlottesville, Virginia, remember what happened there? The white nationalist rally took place in August. Residents injured during the violence filed suit this week against the Unite the Right group and the leaders of the group and a bunch of other private paramilitary outfits to stop them from organizing more gatherings there and elsewhere. Apparently, the Charlottesville City Council voted to join the suit as well in their meeting this week. The laws regulating civilian militias put in place by our forebearers for a purpose, says the mayor. What Charlottesville saw in August, armed organizations parading their violence in public and attacking our citizens. Such a blatant assault on democratic government itself may be integral to the alt-right movement, but it can't be allowed to continue. What do we know about the politics of the mayor of Charlottesville, Michael Singer?
Oh, super liberal with political ambitions, by the way.
Yeah. But Charlottesville's not that kind of a town, is it? I mean, in terms of
No, but he happens to be. I looked really? At I kind of looked into him from some of the stuff that he had said during all of this. And yeah, he's definitely on the left, but this is a really big thing that we should probably, that won't get much attention, but that we should be paying attention to, because this is going to start coming down on what is, as we mentioned, or as this lawsuit mentions, like armed militia or whatever they're calling it, civilian armed militia. I don't know what exactly they're labeling it as. Mm-hmm. And freedom of speech, and how the two bump heads so often, and what the winner is going to be in all of this. I don't think it's going to be freedom of speech. I think we're going to see more of this protectionism, and this goes for, I mean, there's groups on all sides of the political spectrum, all sides of the religious spectrum. Really interesting to see where the government will draw the line.
Yes, it will be. Where don't we have a say in this? Isn't the government supposed to be working for us?
Yeah, good luck. Yeah.
Hello. Ding, 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 ding. All right, people in the news, Sally Jones. You know who Sally Jones is?
I do not.
She was the world's most wanted woman. Former punk rocker from England who joined Daesh.
Oh, wasn't she like the White Widow or something
yep.
like that?
Yeah. I think she was called the White, you're right, White something or other. Let me see if I can remember a fine. White Widow, yeah. Yep. So she was killed by a drone struck earlier this past week. She was trying to get away, and the Brits said in their official release, as only the Brits could, good riddance. That was it. Sally Jones dead, good riddance. Apparently her 12-year-old son, Jojo, got bopped as well, as he was one of the younger members.
How sad is that? Because I'm sure he had absolutely no choice in that matter, that he was just taken there. I think she's been there for a while. I saw some other story from her boyfriend that, you know, or her ex-boyfriend that, I don't know if he's the father of the son or not, but he basically said the same thing as the Brits. I'm freaking glad that she's gone.
Yeah.
Only without the freaking.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I don't understand why women, or I don't understand why anyone would go to ISIS, but I don't understand why women go. There's nothing for you there.
Specifically when they know how women are treated, although ISIS has been giving a little more respect and leadership, I guess, to women and asking them to be at the front line since they're unexpected. They can actually do these kind of surprise attacks on people or they can be spotted. I know. So they use them, but you're not getting anything in the ranks of ISIS. I mean, this woman used to threaten people in the most gruesome of ways on social media. It makes you wonder what it was that made her think, this is where I need to be. What was her life like before this? I mean, she was a Brit. She was, I mean, wouldn't you just, what turns you off of Western culture so much that you go into that role? It's weird.
Angry people. Well, it goes back to some of our theories about how children are raised, what circumstances exist in your home life, because it's all about, it's universal. Anybody who understands the mind knows that whatever we are going to become, we are shaped by the time we are 6 years old. And it is very rare, unless you really work on yourself and change the basic core of that. It's your backbone. And a lot of people do, and successfully, but the path that you take initially as an adult, all of that stuff, the values that you have, mores, standards, all come by the time you are 6 years old. So that's whatever was going on in her life is what predicated all this stuff. Other people in the news, Richard Branson says his private space program is only months away from taking off first space flight in Virgin Galactic, and he's going to be on it. Off to space sometime next year. Told the Nordic Business Forum he's hopeful that it'll only be a few months into the year. He said, quote, we're hopefully about 3 months into the new year and we'll be in space. 6 months. I'll be in space by then. They're selling tickets aboard the first flight for $250,000. Still some available. There's a couple of Elon Musk is doing the same thing, isn't he? I don't know if he's going to be out. There's a thing between the two of them, as you can imagine, right? Who's going to get up there first?
Oh, yeah, it's a race.
Right. But is Musk, I think, I see your sense that Musk is more of an egotist than Branson is.
Oh, no. I mean, I think they both have pretty healthy egos. That would be my guess.
Branson says, I'm not as passionate about Mars as Elon is. My love for space is about how much it can do for people back here on Earth. And that's what Virgin Galactic is out about.
Well, I think that's actually maybe true. Richard Branson is all about changing experience for consumers. And I'm sure, I'm not trying to say he's not an egomaniac. I think that he really kind of is. But
well, don't you have to be that successful?
Yeah, and maybe you do. Yeah, maybe you do. Maybe that's what I'm missing.
Maybe that's what we're all. Yeah, right. Me too. That's why I'm not Rush Limbaugh. Right.
But I, you know, he is always about the consumer experience and delivering stuff that's useful to humans. Elon Musk, you can see, has definitely got more of that streak of a science nerd where he wants to prove that he can do things that haven't been done before.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think that's actually probably a really smart statement on the part of Richard Branson.
Yeah. All right. One more person in the news here. Kazuo Ishiguro. You know who he is?
No.
Probably do, actually. He won the Nobel Prize for Literature this week. This past week or two, there's been all these announcements about the Nobel Prize winners. And he got the prize in literature. He's actually a British author. Wrote novels including The Remains of the Day and Never Let Me Go. Both have been adopted into movies. The Remains of the Day had Anthony Hopkins and Emma Thompson in it. Got nominated for 8 Academy Awards in the 90s. Never Let Me Go was with Carey Mulligan, Keira Knightley, and Andrew Garfield in 2010. Last year, remember Bob Dylan won the literature prize last year? A lot of people were shocked by this because the prize is normally given to people. I'm wondering about this. These were novels, but they were written as movie scripts. Not most of the time. Well, people were shocked last year when Dylan won because he's not a, you know, he's a poet, but he's singer poet. So,
I guess what counts as literature, though,
you know,
as long as you're writing something,
yep,
and it's a piece of art, then why not?
Ishiguro beat out 194 other candidates who were nominated for the literature prize. So congratulations to him. It's nice to know people are reading, actually, nicely. 19 past the hour on the DJV show.
How will the recent massive data breach affect you? Is your personal information at risk? If you are a Discover credit card member, there's an important action you can take to help protect yourself right now. Go online and sign up for Discover's free Social Security alerts. Once activated, we will alert you if your Social Security number is found on any one of thousands of risky websites. Learn more and sign up for free alerts at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Have you experienced an uncomfortable moment on the job site? Maybe every time a coworker lifts a box, he grunts like a giraffe giving birth. Or you've just seen way too many butt cracks. Call the Timberland Pro Uncomfortable Moments Hotline at 1-877-40-COMFORT. Your uncomfortable story could be our next radio commercial. Timberland Pro knows work can be uncomfortable, so we make work gear that's comfortable. Work shirts, pants, and boots, head to toe. Share your uncomfortable story at 1-877-40-COMFORT. Timberland Pro, not uncomfortable.
Staples knows that when your printer jams more than it prints, it's time. When your paper supply is in desperate need of resupply, it's time. When the only printer in your office that's not out of ink is three flights up, it's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has great prices on everything you need to print. And now, buy one HP ink, get the second 30% off. Staples. It's pro time. Ends 10/14/17. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
This may be a cynical statement, Jennifer, but that the car art in Las Vegas hasn't hurt Jason Aldean's career. A lot of people know him.
A lot of people didn't know him, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right. CMT is rethinking its Artist of the Year special for next week. They're going to drop handing out awards at the special. Instead, turn the event into a night of what it calls open healing through the power of music. Jason Aldean was supposed to be honored. Instead, honorees including Mr. Aldean and Chris Stapleton and Florida Georgia Line, Keith Urban, Luke Bryan, are going to be featured as part of the musical event that will unite artists from various genres for a mix of collaborations and performances. No formal award presentations or speeches. Instead, the honorees will be offering heartfelt messages directly to their fans. Is this a good move, Jennifer?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, country music has taken a big hit, and so why not?
Mm-hmm. Andra Day, Little Big Town, Leanne Womack performing on the collaboration. Given the devastation, CMT says, of Hurricanes Harvey, Irma, Maria, the California wildfires, the shootings in Las Vegas, we feel a commitment to our fans to address all of the tragedies, not in one somber, solemn moment or segment, but rather devote the entire evening to uplifting the fans with this high-spirited music that we perform. Special has always been a place where artists from different genres stand side by side. Now more than ever, we want to showcase the power of unity and resilience through music. So let's see, that's going to be this Wednesday at 8 p.m. outside of the special. CMT is working with the Musicians on Call nonprofit group, sending artists to perform bedside to survivors of the shootings in Las Vegas, as well as the first responders and hospital staff recovering from the tragedy as well. That's pretty smart. Who is this singing?
This is Andra Day. She is one of the singers. I think she's doing a version of this with Little Big Town.
She's a Grammy nominee as well.
Doesn't sound very country, but she's got a beautiful voice.
Yeah. Sounds a little like Adele.
This makes a lot of sense to me, though, because I always feel like the best part of award shows is the performances anyway, and I think they get a little too carried away with some of the awards.
Yes.
Yeah, so I think this is kind of what people want to see anyway. It's just more performances, more of the artists, and less of the stupid commentary in the middle that's not really relevant.
All right, next up musically is a celebration of the 25th anniversary of the soundtrack from the movie The Bodyguard, starring Whitney Houston and Kevin Costner. My God, 1992 is 25 years ago this thing came out.
Amazing.
Actually, it's quite a good movie, I thought. Did you like? Have you seen it, either of the two of you?
Oh, yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, it was quite a good movie. Good story. Legacy Recordings, in cooperation with her estate, celebrating the soundtrack with a release in November. Whitney Houston, I Wish You Love, more from The Bodyguard. And this collection apparently will... That's why I love this song. It's a great pop song. Let's see, what else is going to be in this thing? Never before released live recordings from the Bodyguard World Tour, which was in the mid-90s. Alternate versions of audio recordings from the film. It's a great song, too. It really is. That voice.
I know.
The meaning of this song.
Such a talent.
People that you love. Yeah. The Bodyguard originally sold 12 million copies, went platinum 17 times. So, I got a pretty good chance of...
In an emergency, you need a fire. Now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
After the hour, I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. What a pleasure to have her associated with this program. Many people thought over the years that she was the program. I don't know where that idea came from.
Oh, I've been circulating it for years.
No, have you? Social media is full of it.
Bumper stickers. You haven't seen those?
That's the Jennifer Horn Show. Yeah.
Hey, Doug Steffen. Don't worry. I put your name in there, too.
Thank you. About Kara Schilling.
Of course. Yes. Yeah.
Victoria is on the mend. This is children in the news time. I see these things and I think to myself, how do parents, how does life get so crazy? So here's a story from Southwest Airlines this week. Parents traveling with small children may want to take note of this. A couple from Los Angeles arrived in Chicago. Midway to get on a plane to go on the next leg of their journey, and at the gate, the agent said, you can't get on the plane. Aaron Gatling and Craig Schilling are the parents. They had two children, 3-year-old son Gunnar and 16-month-old daughter Paige. Mm-hmm. Airline told the family the next flight of theirs was canceled because the children, according to the people in the last plane, were noisy and rowdy.
Uh-oh.
So, no noisy, rowdy kids. The agent said that when they got to the gate, there were a dozen police officers who brought a crime dog to find out what happened on the first leg of the journey. Are we going nuts or not?
I think we're going nuts.
Well, you're going nuts.
Yeah, easily.
Yeah. Uh-huh. This is nuts. It is. So, anyway, there's a lot of Facebook of you.
I mean, who hasn't flown with some rowdy kids? I don't know.
Huh. These parents said that the children have been on 70 flights.
Ooh.
In their lifetime, yep. And 90% have been on Southwest. She was appalled. The plane staffers said her children were being a disturbance. They didn't scream or cry at all during the trip. Well, the new world order.
The seat in front of them.
Well, that's sometimes, you know, I would put up
so
with that.
Annoying.
I would put up with it. I don't put up with
screaming.
It.
Yeah.
I don't put up with that. Well, I didn't used to put up with this, but I don't have that problem now, but I don't want to sound like a jerk. I just, that's one of the reasons I don't want to sit back there. Because it's that kind of stuff, especially most of the trips I do are coast to coast. I don't want to have some kid behind me banging on a seat. Here's the story of a 3-year-old boy visit to a holiday corn maze. They're all over the place, all over the country for Halloween during the month of October. My pal Tommy Hansen up the street at his farm has a big corn maze. I actually was thinking of putting up a hay maze. People love this stuff. So anyway,
that'd be fun, like bales of hay in
lost the bales of hay. Anyway, the story here is that a 3-year-old kid went into the corn maze with his parents, and they came out, and he didn't.
Hey, I mean, sometimes you lose your kid in them.
Hey,
it happened.
And
hey,
the parents left without him.
Like, they came out of the corn maze and went home, so that's not really a funny story.
They said score. They were like, yeah, finally.
A good Samaritan credited with escorting the child to staff members at the crazy corn maze in West Jordan, Utah, after finding him alone after dark.
Well, the name is accurate. The crazy corn maze. What the heck?
Where are their parents? Are these people that? Oh, my God. Take the kid away.
You know where the parents were. They went home. They were having margaritas. They were sitting poolside. They're like, oh, this one.
Employees walked around calling for the child's parents with a bullhorn.
Oh, my gosh.
They finally called the police. The police brought him to the police station. The Division of Child and Family Services came in 12 hours later. And the next day, the parents called police reporting him as missing. What? Huh?
Don't you just hate it when your kids go to a corn maze and wander into it by themselves?
And it takes
and
you a
lost.
Day to figure out that the 3-year-old kid's not around? His parents should be taken out back. And you know what they do with those parents when they take them out back.
What do they do with the parents when they take them out back?
Do you do that often?
They need to shoot them.
I don't know if I would go that far, but I can't imagine that the kid will stay with them.
The parents said they live in a dwelling with several families, and they were confused about whose child was where.
Okay. I'm sure.
They all went together. The families living in this dwelling all went together, and they came back with one less child. And nobody noticed who it was. My God. The spokesperson for the Department of Child and Family Services was unable to comment on the whereabouts of the child, that is, after the parents claimed he was missing.
Oh, my God. Do they have, like, identical quadruplets, and they didn't realize which one was missing or something, and, I don't know, they just saw them all moving around, and they were like, yeah, there's four of them there. Let's go home. Doesn't make any sense.
Here's it. Listen, wait till you hear this one. There's a 3-year-old Texas girl whose father says she vanished after he left her outside all night as punishment for not drinking her milk.
I heard about this.
Did you see this? Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is ridiculous.
Where do these people come from? This is proof they were from another planet. It is. She had limited verbal communication skills and developmental issues. And so you're a big enough stoop to punish her for not drinking her milk and you put her outside? That guy belongs in jail.
He actually does, though. And what kind of punishment is that anyway? Don't you normally just send people to their room or, like, make them go to sleep early or they don't get their dessert or something like that?
Father told police he ordered the child to stand by a tree as punishment over the milk dispute. He returned 15 minutes later and she was gone. He didn't call police until 5 hours later.
Ugh.
There's another moron. What
gets into these people?
He was arrested for abandoning his child. Had to put up $250,000 bond. They should have done something else to him. Jeez. I'm looking at a picture of this guy. This dude belongs someplace other than as a parent in a home. So, they had another 4-year-old child, and they took the other child away from the family. I'm not a big fan of this practice of yanking the kids away from the family at the least provocation. I think it gets overdone because too much government involved. But in this case, wow.
Yeah, if you're leaving your kids outside, ooh. I mean, come on.
Yeah, was there a mom around anywhere, or was she of the same mindset that this was a good punishment?
I don't know. I didn't see anything about the mother. They had an Amber Alert out on this kid for a while. The world amazes me. I've been doing this for a long time, and I come across some really, really nutso stuff. That's all right. Speaking of nutso stuff, you hear this? There's a poisonous spider and a bunch of scorpions that were found in the bathroom of a Petco store. They escaped. Why do they have spiders and scorpions? Yeah.
They do. They sell snakes and spiders and gold.
They do at Petco? Who wants a snake or a spider? Roberta Fasanella used to be on this program. She loved those.
A snake. I would never have a scorpion, but my sister has a pet snake. Most of them are fine, you know.
Pet snake. What, does she say, here, nice spider. Does the snake come when she calls?
Here, sneaky.
Here,
sneaky. It's in a terrarium, so it's not like it's just wandering around the house. I don't know. It's a little one. It's not poisonous. It's pretty cute.
Cute and snakes do not go in the same direction.
Well, she's a nature educator, so she's into all that kind of stuff.
I'm looking at a picture of the guy that works in this Petco. He's got the biggest, most ugly spider crawling across his hand. And he's got a snake in his other hand. Mary, he must have been the guy that found the snakes and the scorpions in the bathroom. Ugly. Am I being unfair to snakes? You're going to have the, what is there? It must be a national association
all animals,
of scorpions
all
and snake
animals
lovers.
Deserve love.
Well, I believe that all animals ought to live, but in their own habitat and leave them alone in their own
habitat. Get out of my bathroom.
Yeah, right. I don't want you crawling around inside my toilet bowl.
I need some things in there.
Thanks.
And I don't need you slithering around looking at me.
No, thank you. Oh, my. All right, let's work on some super beats. You want to?
I need some. Let's do it.
Super beats. Super foods. Because everyone that I know, I have put on to Super Beats. But I don't know all of you. I put a lot of you on to Super Beats. This is a super food. Beets, one of the most powerful superfoods you can put into your body. Loaded with the nutrients that increase your blood flow, the nitric oxide that's in there. And in order to make this work without Super Beets, you'd have to eat a pile of beets. Who wants to do that every day? I don't want to do that. You? 3 or 4 beets every day? Nah. It does strange things to the...
They taste better to drink than to eat. I know that sounds funny, but it's true.
Yeah.
I'm not a big beet eater, but yet I really like the taste of super beets.
Only super beets made from beets grown to exacting standards, non GMO beets. They grow them, they cook them, they make them into superfood crystals. Super beets promote your body's natural ability to produce the best circulation so the blood gets to your muscles, your brain, all around your body. You get the increased energy and stamina that you need all day long. So you want the benefits of this powerful superfood, the benefits of nitric oxide? Listen up. Go to DougLikesBeets.com. Does that sound like an order? Listen up. Well, it is. Well, it's an instruction.
Drop and give me 20.
Doug likes beets. Well, you won't be able to do it if you haven't had your super beets.
That's right.
So as soon as you have your super beets, then drop and give me, never mind, 20. Give me 50. Go to DougLikesBeets.com to order. First order, get you a 30-day supply of super beets free with the order. Indicator strips to see how the super beets are doing. Free shipping as well. DougLikesBeets.com. He does. I do like beets. That's why I said, yeah, okay, let's start a website. People order that way. So order your super beets. Get healthy, fit, feel good, especially as you age. Your body's changing. You have less energy. You don't want to be fatigued. So get at it now. Think about the order process and do it as you think about it. Go online to DougLikesBeets.com.
Winter is on its way. Is your grass cut out for it? Fall is the best time to seed your lawn, and right now the Home Depot has 20% off Scott's Turf Builder grass seed bags, 15 pounds or larger. Only Turf Builder has WaterSmart Plus coating technology, along with nutrients to jumpstart new growth and protect against diseases. Get healthy grass guaranteed. For a healthy lawn, it's time to sow the seeds of success with 20% off Scott's Turf Builder grass seed, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Now through October 11th.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if we call bicycles bikes and tricycles trikes, shouldn't we call motorcycles mics? Maybe a bunch of guys named Mike teamed up and put a stop to it.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
I'm Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, and I have a confession to make. I've done a lot of freelancing over the years, and I just kept all of my records on a single Microsoft Word document. So sloppy. But recently I got a tour of FreshBooks, which makes cloud accounting software for freelancers and small businesses, and it was a revelation. Manage your invoices, track your expenses, keep track of your work down to the minute. That is the way to run a side hustle. Check out FreshBooks.com and enter Entrepreneur in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
All right, so you'll be happy to know, those of you who frequent Taco Bell, that they're offering new merchandise. They have released a limited edition fashion collection on sale at Forever 21 stores now. These are items for men, women, and girls. They describe the items as zesty bodysuits.
Oh, yeah, Jen, they've got a bodysuit that says hot, and then it says born saucy underneath.
I'm totally going to go out and get that today.
Born saucy. I like it.
And jackets and sweatsuits. Yeah. This is what the world needs and wants.
Some Taco Bell clothing.
Taco Bell clothing. Yep.
Does it smell like Taco Bell? Like scratch and sniff? That's what I want to know.
Ooh. Yeah. Or could you crack off like your sleeve like and it's eat a fourth it. Meal?
Prices range from $12 to $29. Whoopee. 10 before the hour. Yeah, of course. I'm going to get one.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Past the hour on the DJV Experience, time for us to bring in our auto expert, Nick Miles, whose website, intriguingly enough, is called ourautoexpert.com. Want to talk about luxury trucks and also how to know whether the incentives that you're being offered to buy a new car or pickup truck or whatever are real. Nick's the man, and he's here right after this.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to a Bank of America survey, half of Americans are planning to travel this fall, and for those not planning to travel, cost was the main reason. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Fall is a great time to travel. There are incredible destinations to visit, whether you want to scope out the foliage or squeeze in one last beach vacation. But for those looking to enjoy the season without spending too much, a staycation is a great option. There are still awesome things to do in your own backyard, such as going to the zoo or a museum. And with the right travel rewards credit card, you can earn and redeem your points right in town and discover experiences you may have missed otherwise. Take the Bank of America Travel Rewards credit card, which lets you earn 1.5 points per dollar on all your purchases and redeem them toward points on travel purchases like local tourist attractions.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
All right, let's do some traveling in our car or our truck. Nick Miles from ourautoexpert.com. Luxury trucks. Do you have a truck? You drive a truck in addition to a car?
Yes, I have a Suburban, which is really a truck.
Right. Yeah, it is a truck. It's a Chevrolet pickup truck without the pickup truck body. They just put the... I had an excursion once. And those things were big. I actually quite liked it. It was a diesel, and I sold it because I made the mistake of bringing it. I have a home in Los Angeles, and I made the mistake of bringing it to Los Angeles, and I could never find any place to park it.
Right.
And I think that's true with the trucks as well. Hard to get around. Are there some cities like that that find that trucks, as hard as they try to sell them, don't sell as well because of practical reasons like that?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's why they make small cars, is for metropolitan living. A lot of times you'll find that as traffic increases in the United States, and we've got our list of top 10 cities that are horrible to drive in, they're also going to be horrible to park in. More cars means less parking spaces. And so it ends up, if you have anything over the size of a regular vehicle, good luck parking it.
So how are the sales going? It looks to me like I drive a 2000 Ford F-350. I got a 250 on my farm. I've got a 150 on the farm. I got a 550, but I drive the 350 most of the time. And I like the truck. The engine just actually blew, and I'm getting an engine rebuild on it after 300,000 miles. I didn't think it should do that, but it did. Anyway, I find a lot of people buying really crazy stuff in their trucks. These things cost $60,000-$70,000, some of them, right?
Right. Well, Doug, the transaction price gone up to $46,000 now on average, and American buyers now demanding heated and cooled seats, panoramic sunroofs, things that we've only seen generally in the high-end luxury market.
Yeah.
Now, think of buying a new truck. If you're buying a little family truck, a 1500-size truck, an F-150, you'd think the transaction price somewhere around $25,000,
$30,000. Yeah.
$46,000 on the average. That means American buyers, and they're demanding this, and car companies are actually providing them with all of these options inside the vehicles. There's a new tungsten truck from Ram, which now comes with a suede headliner and all the things you'd normally see in a luxury car. And they're going upscale with the Texas versions of these trucks, the Longhorns. Everybody now putting everything you'd expect in a luxury car in a truck. Americans like it big, bold, and they're getting it in trucks.
Yeah, I just wonder how far you go, and you can't use them for work. Who wants to use a truck like that for work? And so then what's the purpose of it?
Yeah, peacock feathers, my friend. They like to be seen. Do you remember that Lincoln used to make a truck?
Yeah, it was awful.
A truck a while back. Yeah, it was just basically an F-150 with lots of chrome and extra stitching, I think.
Right, it was silly. It was just, and you see, I think Cadillac has one of those really ugly, it's not a pickup truck, but they take half of the car away, and it's like, I think they call them an Avalanche, is that what that is?
The Avalanche was the Chevy version of it, but the Cadillac version didn't last very long. It was kind of like a Cadillac truck version, But people want these things. You know, they want more bling, they want more whistles, they want more bells in their truck, and American car companies are responding to customers.
Yeah. For bling, they should just, the lady that they love, go buy her an extra bracelet or something. And forget about putting it in a truck. Good God. Nick Miles. Interesting info on these luxury trucks from OurAutoExpert.com here on DJV at 59 past the hour.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.